Island easily comes out of the bullpen, and Fort Hays State turned away, although they got two hits in the inning. They have six now. The Cardinals lead by five as we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. And Brendan Carney to lead it off for William Jewell College. I am Rick Cole on the William Jewell College Sports Network, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Liberty. We'll be back with televised softball, and when we say televised, we mean it. There will be two cameras at least on Sunday. So we kind of apologize for that. We normally have multi-cameras. Today, online radio with a single camera at the backstop. As a pitch misses down low to Brendan Carney from Easton Palmer, the relief pitcher from Fort Hays. Carney's a right-hander, and he bounces one, a sharp bouncing ball to the shortstop, Kosh, who throws across to Pomeroy for the out. So one down as Carney is turned away, and now Poplar will hit. Ben today is 1-for-3 with a run scored. Defensively for Hays, it's Kosh at short, Pomeroy at first. Ryan Grasser is the second baseman. Alex Weiss at third, and the catcher, Jason Nicholson, as Poutler takes a strike over the outside corner. In the outfield, Marcus Altman in left, Jordan Wilkerson in center, and Cody Starkle, the right fielder, fouled away by Poutler to the backstop. No balls and two strikes on sophomore Ben Poutler. Ben 1-for-4 Sunday against Minnesota Duluth. He was hit by a pitch but had an RBI. Down low again. The last full series the Cardinals have had was against McKendree here in Liberty. And in the third game of that series, Poutler had a triple. He's 6'3", 190 pounds, played at Rockhurst High School here in the city. Fouls it away, a defensive swing on a pitch inside by Easton Palmer, who came in to pitch the fifth inning after back-to-back hits chased starter Zach Rothert, A 1-2 pitch coming from Palmer out of the windup, and a breaking ball just missed. Boy, that was close. Cardinals have 10 hits for their six runs. They started fast with three in the first, one in the third, two in the fifth. Single run for Fort Hays came in the fourth inning. And Poutler down on strikes. Two outs in the sixth inning. That's the first strikeout for reliever Easton Palmer.
Now batting for William Jewell, number 32.
Chase Averitts has gone 0-for-3 as the DH today. Chase has popped up a couple of times to shortstop and hit a screamer toward the first baseman, Pomeroy, that he had to go hard to his right to grab in the air. Takes a ball here, and it's 1-0. Bottom of the sixth inning. Fastball works its way outside. A good tailing fastball from Palmer. And the count's 2-0 to Averitt. Chase gets on. It'll be Christian Chalabi who would hit next, but two are out. Nobody on base. Hard hit ball. Bouncer speared by the first baseman Pomeroy. A race to the bag. Won by a step and a half by Pomeroy. And the inning is over on the three unassisted as Pomeroy makes another good play defensively for Fort Hays State. We're through six innings, and the Cardinals lead it 6-1. Cardinals are going to make a pitching change and go to their third hurler of the game. Max Stevenson in from the bullpen after Kylan easily went two-thirds of an inning, gave up no runs on one hit, and struck out a man. And now turns it over to Stevenson, a sophomore. Through six innings, one run for Fort Hays State on six hits. Cardinals have six runs on and even 10 hits now against two different pitchers for Fort Hays State. Zach Rothert got the start, went four. Easton Palmer has gone the last two innings. He has given up no runs on now one hit. No walks and one strikeout for Palmer. Marcus Altman will be the first man to face Max Stevenson. Mac has been up and down a little bit this year, but had a strong outing. The last weekend the Cardinals were at home, and the right-hander misses down low with a fastball to Altman, who has struck out and grounded out in the game. fouled right field side. Max Stevenson has started two games for the Cardinals. This is his fifth appearance overall. He has a 1-1 record with a 7.50 ERA in 12 innings. 9 walks, 8 strikeouts, and another foul ball off the bat of Marcus Altman. Mack against Northwest Missouri State pitched in relief. That was the Northwest Missouri State game played here at home, so that's going back 2 weeks ago. As he stretches and delivers, and a soft liner cut by Carpenter at third base just above the foul line. So a line out by Altman to Carpenter at third base is the first out.
Now batting for the Tigers.
And it's 26. Bryce Whitchurch.
Whitchurch
has fouled out to the catcher Murphy, and he has struck out looking against Wyatt Schultz. Stevenson to the plate and a swing and a miss. We're saying against Northwest Missouri State, strong inning for Stevenson, going 6, giving up just 2 hits and no runs. He was the winning pitcher in that game. The game went 10 innings. And he came in and finished it out. That's a near miss on a fastball outside. It's 1-1. Tyler Murphy, a junior, is the catcher, giving the signs here. Whitchurch waits, takes a breaking ball on the outside corner. Stevenson, in that 6 innings he pitched against Northwest Missouri State, only 1 walk given up. He had 7 flyouts and 4 groundouts. Then he pitched last week against Northwest Missouri State, got no decision in 2/3 of an inning. Another foul ball back. This was a little bit different up at Northwest Missouri State. In 2/3 of an inning, 4 hits and 3 runs allowed. He faced 7. So again, it's been kind of up and down for Max Stevenson here in his sophomore year. Whitchurch, a count of 1-2, and he swings and misses for the third time, and he's down on strikes. So 2 outs for strikeout for Stevenson, and the 9th overall for Fort Hays in the game.
Jason Nicholson.
Wyatt Schultz, 5 1/3. Kylan Easley, 2/3. And now Max Stevenson has gone 2/3. Leadoff hitter Jason Nicholson is 0-3. Last time up, he flew out to Poutler in center field. Right-hander versus right-hander here in the 7th inning. And ball 1. Carpenter at third base, shortening up a little bit. He's at the edge of the infield grass in front of the bag. Deep at first base is Chalabi. Outfield straight away, and a strike called. Oh, ball called inside. Kevin Starr, the home plate umpire, with Rod Rodriguez, Clifton Glidewell on the bases today here at Jack Talley Stadium in Liberty, Missouri. Fred Fluke Field. That one's down low. Reminds me, Fred Fluke, the head coach of the national champions, 1968 Jewel Baseball, celebrating their 50th anniversary, and it'll be a Saturday game. I think it's April 21st against Drury when they'll celebrate that 50th championship. There's a ball high, and Nicholson draws a base on balls, and that's the first walk issued by any of the three pitchers for the Cardinals today. That certainly helps the ball game move along. We'll have.
Next up for the
I
Tigers,
think they're planning on having every one of the national championship roster here, with the exception of one guy. That's amazing. And there has been, in 50 years, they have all lived to see the 50th anniversary. How about that? Addison Kosh is the hitter. He's dangerous and takes a ball up high, and that's going to bring Murphy out. So the 50th anniversary celebration is coming up in about a month, and it'll be a lot of fun. It is on April 21st against Drury in the doubleheader against the Panthers, the start of a 4-game set that they will honor the 50th anniversary of Jewel's only national championship. In a team sport, at least. 1-0 pitch to Kosh is down low. So Max Stevenson gave up a line drive out, struck out a man, and now after a walk to Nicholson, is 2-0 to Kosh. In a 6-1 game, the Cardinals lead by 5. That one might be playable by Chalaby, who chases, and he had a long run and not quite quick enough to get there. Kosh had a double in the first inning down the left field line that Spicota had to chase into foul territory to get it in. Then a strikeout in the third inning against Wyatt Schultz. And in the fifth inning, he grounded out to Carpenter at third base. Now faces Max Stevenson. Right-hander versus right-hander. A look at the runner at first. A short lead over there. Down by 5. And there's a pitch on the outside corner. And the count evens up at 2-2. Cardinals will start conference play on Saturday. Truman State comes in. The Bulldogs and Cardinals will play two doubleheaders. Saturday a 9, followed by a 7. Breaking ball hit toward right field. That's got a chance, but Reddick comes up and makes the catch. And the inning is over. It held up a little bit for Chase Reddick. And despite a base on balls, Max Stevenson gets through it and strands that runner at first base. Cardinals with a 6-1 advantage as we go to the bottom of the seventh.